I'm Allison Kulo.
And I'm Doug Wells. Welcome to Mound Money on KPCW. We've got the folks from Woodward Park City. They're going to talk about a new program called First Fridays. We've got Annalise Treib on the phone with us, and she is the Director of Brand Experience at Tyline.
Brand Experience at Woodward Park City. Tyline's how she's calling in, so she's going to hear it sound like she's here in the studio.
That's my cheat sheet in front of me. My bad. Annalise, welcome to Mound Money, and tell us about First Fridays, please.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Here at Woodward Park City, this is new for us this summer. We're starting to do First Fridays. We're really excited about it. We're going to do them this summer for July, August, and September. And it's right in the name. They're the first Friday of every month. And really, we're just excited to welcome the community out to Woodward Park City and really just enjoy the activities there while also getting a little taste of local business. Most of our members and guests are local to the area, and it's so important for us to engage with our local community and support other local businesses while just giving everyone a chance to get out of the house and do something fun for the evening.
So take us through, these First Friday programs. Your first is on July 2nd. If you don't mind just giving an outline of the hours and what people can expect, is it a bit of a taste of everything?
Sure. Yeah. So they'll be running from 4 to 8 p.m. And also, obviously, all of our regular activities will be open during that time. Everything from mountain biking to skateboarding to all of the indoor activities that we usually offer. And then we'll also have music provided by Mountain Town Music. Some local bands will be there. And then the rest of the vendors will really just be a variety of offerings from local food and beer to any other local vendors that are wanting to join and showcase their services or giveaways or any of the above. We're really hoping to really focus on the Park City local community and invite up anyone from, bike shops to local vendors or to artists or any of the above. It's really open to any business that really just wants to join and showcase their services to the Woodward Park City community.
So Annalise, talk to us about the tie-in with businesses. When I think of Woodward, and this is your job to plant this seed in people's head, what does Woodward mean? I think of adventure sports, I think of fun, I think of being able to push my boundaries in a safe way, and hopefully all those things are making you smile because you're in charge of what people think when they think of Woodward. But I don't think about outside businesses. So talk to us about why you wanted to tie into the local business community.
Sure. So yeah, that all did make me smile. That's exactly what we are. We consider ourselves a world-class year-round action sports community club. And really the last two words of that say it all. We consider ourselves a community club. So people should feel super welcome to come and experience, like you said, the opportunity to really push themselves in a sport or even try a brand new sport in a safe environment where they have the support to learn that. But in addition to that, beyond just offering these world-class action sports facilities, we're also a part of the community and we're a community club. And so that means bringing in our guests and our members and really making them, feel that they have a sense of belonging here at Woodward Park City and that the community is a part of Woodward Park City. Because we're not just here to provide an action sports opportunity. We're also here to provide a place to gather, a place to get with your friends and try out a new sport or, come out for ladies night. We love to offer like ladies only clinics, things like that. And so we really are focusing through our programming by inviting the community to come out, come together and enjoy the place as a whole.
We'll want to talk with you more about your community programming, but just to kind of wrap up the discussion with regards to your First Fridays, how many vendors can you take and how can they get to you as far as letting you know they'd like to participate?
Sure. So we're just obviously starting this out. And so I think with our initial First Friday, we'll probably offer around 10 to 12 spots, depending on who is requesting to be a part of it. And then as we ramp these up through the summer, I would certainly hope we can expand them even more. But you can go to woodwardparkcity.com, and on the events page, it lists all of our First Fridays along with all of our other events going on. And if you click on that event, you can actually see a link right there to submit an application to sign up. And we'll also be running a really exciting bike race series that will coincide with these First Fridays. So if you're looking to get out on your mountain bike on those Fridays too, there's a fun local race series we'll be holding that's posted on that events page as well.
So Annalise, let me bring you back to your brand, because in addition to the things that I shared earlier that put a smile on your face, I think of Woodward as mostly being for younger people. I'm 55. I learned to skateboard when I was 50. And I was all padded up, and there was no safe way to learn that other than going out and doing it. Should people my age be thinking about Woodward, certainly for mountain biking, maybe somebody that wants to do some simple jumps? There's an easy way to learn how to do that, and there's a hard way. I suspect Woodward is the easy way. Who is your audience for those active sports? Who should be thinking about going to Woodward to get better at their sport or to learn a new sport in a safe way?
I really think, you said that perfectly. Anyone that has a passion to learn something new or to progress in a sport that they love should be thinking about doing it at Woodward. Because like you said, there's an easy way and there's a hard way. And I really like to think that Woodward offers the easy way. Our entire facility and all of our philosophy is based around progression. And that really starts from the very, very beginning, to never having been on a skateboard or a scooter or a bike, all the way up to the top, where we have, Sean White stopping by our super pipe to train in the winter. So we really base our entire, the way that we built our building, the way that we build our bike trails, the way that we build our ski trails, it's all focused on progression. And so anyone who's 50 and wanting to learn how to skateboard, or if you have a young kid that really just isn't sure what they want to do and just wants to try out some new sports, they should be thinking about Woodward, because that's our entire philosophy, is inspiring that passion in people to take up a sport and really progress in it safely.
Knowing that you've got so much going on throughout the entire 125-acre campus, I was wondering if you could just give us a quick highlight as we look to wrap up today about what's going on. And then as well, do you still have availability? I know that summer camps often here in town do fill up quickly.
Yes, we do still have availability in our summer camp. They are filling up really quickly, as you mentioned. I know a lot of local summer camps are, but there is still some availability, and we are offering mountain bike summer camps, a really cool multi-sport summer camp that gives you a little taste of all of them, and then all of our other action sports as well, like skateboarding and all of that. And so if you go online to woodwardparkcity.com, you can check out all of the summer camp options. And like I said, we do still have some available, but they are filling up super quick.
It's also my understanding that Woodward is hiring. Does someone need to have an action sport background in order to work there?
No, there's certainly positions that, of course, we, with our coaches and our progression managers, that of course we would expect them to have some experience in that action sport. But there's so many things there that are an amazing opportunity for somebody who just has a passion to be a part of that culture and be a part of this community club. We have regular positions too, like HR jobs and IT jobs, and as well as our staff that just helps all of our guests get through to find their pass and to get into the right rental situation and all of that. Our front desk staff is incredible, and they help our guests every day find the right path to the right lesson or the right pass that they're looking for. And those are amazing positions as well that really don't require any action sports background. But the best part about those jobs is if you are passionate about it, or if you do love one of those sports, you certainly have an amazing lunch break or days off where you get to really use our facility and enjoy the place where you work.
Okay, well, finding the right path, we hope the community finds the right path to Woodward for First Fridays. The first one's coming up on July 2nd. We've been speaking with Annalise Treib. She is the Director of Brand Experience at Woodward Park City. Annalise, thanks so much for joining us.
You've been listening to KPCW's Mountain Money.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to leave a review, no matter where you listen.